Okay. Anyway, welcome everybody. So we're starting a brand new sugya. Even though I saw, you know, I put it on the Maror Mekayimus. I don't know if we'll get to it or not. That the Mishnah Achrona, who I don't know when he lived, he says he's obviously a little bit late because he's the Achrona, but he's later than the Mishnah. But I don't know how much later. But anyway, he actually mentions the Svara of the Rosh Hashivas that the Mechayiv is by them. But he also clearly says that that's what the Stukim held. but the Prushim didn't hold, how they were wrong. So I don't know.
I looked at Rashi on Nun Heyam Abeis. He seems to indicate that the idea of the necessity of Pshia is a Svara, because otherwise Havalila Mevad. It's not a scriptural source. It's a Svara. The starting point for my Havalah Mevad.
Whatever it is, but it's not right. It's not what it, in other words, it's not like, you know, he's definitely arguing with the Gemara. He says the Farish. He's arguing with the Gemara, the Mishnah Achrona. He says that the Stukim didn't agree with the Gemara. So, you know, it's interesting that he actually has this Svara of Baivim, but he says that about, you know, it's not in the, he says, what we really tied it, that if you learn this far by him, then there'll be no, then it wouldn't be contingent on Shmira. Okay, anyway, but let's not get off. We want to start a new sugya. So let's do the Gemara. Now, this is a hard sugya because there's a tesis here, which is very hard, but we wanted to do at least today, one day without tesis, to look at the, to do the Gemara with Rashi without tesis. The Gemara says, Istrich. Rashi says, Istrich. Is it Rashi here? The Mithlev Karen. I don't know if that's an important Rashi or not. Right? What might it imply? Pashup Shat in Rashi.
Well, again, in Rashi, the Gemara has a question on both directions in principle that it could have asked. And therefore, the Gemara in its Istrich is not really solving the problem, which Rashi is noting. It's only solving the problem one direction.
Right. In other words, Rashi's mashma, I think the Maram Gupa asked that kasha, that how did the Gemara answer the kasha of both questions? I think the Maram asked it. That since the Gemara had two kashas, so how do they answer both kashas? Yeah, the Maram on the Gemara. So he gives some answer, but Pashtus, I would agree with Shamir, that Rashi is Gufa coming to Bavorn the Maram. The Maram says that since the Gemara is Kasha, Rashi said that the Gemara only asks on Kavan Karen, but the Rashi said before that Hua Din Nami the Kapara Chatai Mekaima. Another Zek is also a Chumrah. But the Gemara doesn't explicitly ask it. So the question is, what's the Gemara answering? So the if Rashi says, who are then they asked on both? So the Maram says that the Pashtus is that they're answering both. So Pashtus, that's what Rashi's doing. Otherwise, what's Rashi doing? Rashi says, Ishtrich Lemichtav Karen. So it's the Pashtus Mashmos of Rashi. Is he's coming to say not like the Maram, that the only Karen is the answering the only Karen, they're not answering shame. Okay. So let's continue. Where it says Ishak Sagadaita mean me davyavidama and the Amma Lava God the Kavanos and Isaac. Peter Hoki Petiri Hokinami Loshna. Amr Rav Ashi, Otto Hedev Amr Lav Taimer, obviously. Shema Yakti Tene Rabba, V'yelek V'yane, Gidisha Kavir, V'nipsa V'chaim, V'es Rabba Meyam, Ma'ana V'chol Yom. So let's see Rashi. Pirochi Pturim, Kamina Beperek HaChoyvel, Eve V'isha B'gyosem Ra, HaChoyvel Be'em Chayiv, V'heim Shechovu B'acherem Pturim. Time a rabba is a hooty, Machive is like, call Shaw, Shanks and a rabba, yeah, beyond a condition of a Kaiser rabba. Okay. So that's the Gemara. The Gemara has somehow depended. We see that by Eved Alma is Potter. So that proves that Kavanos and Hazek is a Ptur. So they say, no, that's not why you're Potter. Over there, you're Potter. Because of Kavanos and Hazek. Because of the special Sfar Hashem Yakditanu Rabbo.
Then we said that according to Rashi, the Gemara's Havim in a Rabbi Yehuda, when he says, Sharla Karno Umava Lashino, really there was no Svara to him?
Yes, that's what it sounded like.
Isn't the Gemara now definitely trying to give a Svara to that direction?
Okay, so let's try and see. Parship shot. In other words, I don't know. I don't know. Parship shot, the Gemara is, in other words, we'll have to see. In other words, we'll add this to the list of questions. There's a whole bunch of list of questions here. So we can just add this to the questions. That if, according to Rashi, that there was no, Rashi went out and said that there was no Svara. So Hoguba, how does he understand? Where is it? Eved Ba'ama is Potter because of Kavanos and Hazik. But there's no Svara for that.
The Gemara didn't say because of the Gemara said Afal Gavit. It's not Mashman. The Gemara is saying because of Kavanos. Afal Gavit Kavanos Lahazik.
They're bringing a raya though from there that Kavanos and Hazik is a Ptur because
Well, Hakanami that you can't learn from Shane.
I'm trying to explain the Mishnah that Rol Lo Roy that even though Shane is Chayiv, we would say that Kavanos and Hazik is Potter. So that means that. Even though you have Kavanos and Hazik, how does this help to explain the low roy?
You know, simply speaking, we're making a parallel between Eved Ba'ama and Shor, but we're not necessarily stating what that parallel is. And the fact that the Gemara is
okay, so the parallel of Kairos.
Gemara didn't say Kavan. It should have said Kavan if the parallel was the Kavanos and Hazik.
I don't know. Okay. But I would assume that the parallel is the Kavanos and Hazik. They're trying to explain. They're trying to salvage the previous low roy. Then the Gemara says Ella to change the low roy. The Gemara, but the Ella part of Hachi. But till now, they're trying to salvage the previous low roy. That's the mashmos. They're bringing that we see Kavanos and Hazik is a kula. So the question is, I mean, this is really like Taivis sort of asks all these kashas.
Well, I thought it was because it's just saying that Kavanos and Hazik is not a chumrah. Because it's clearly, meaning not that it's a kula, it's just not a chumrah.
Okay, I don't
and
know.
You can't ask it's lav kava chumrah.
I don't know the okay, in other words, but it's not a, but even if it's not a chumrah, then you can learn out from it. It's the same as Shane. Parship shot is, you have to, it's not enough to say it's not a chumrah. You have to, we said before, the Gemara is trying to, parship shot, the Gemara is salvaging Rav Yehuda. And then the Gemara says that a part of Hachi is switch the opposite. So they're switching Rav Yehuda, they're salvaging Rav Yehuda. So they're saying that Kavanos and Hazik is somehow another a kula. And they're bringing a raya from
the Gemara. With the Loshna, right? When the Gemara says, a people Hachim to you, Hachanam Loshna, doesn't that show that it's not a Chumrah? Meaning the look, if we're trying to say that Kavanos Hazik is a chumrah, I mean, if it's a kula, lo shna wouldn't make sense. That is the reason why you're potter because of Kavanos Hazik. I was understanding that the lo shna is saying that, therefore, that Kavanos Hazik is not making you a chayav.
Just like we find by Parshat Shana the Gemara is, just like we find by Eved Ba'ama, Kavanos Hazik is a kula. I think that's how
Tavis is. That's not what Afiru Haki Patiri means. I mean, I hear a chesed. I think I hear a chesed. What you're saying in terms of the math with the mer, but isn't that afilu hachi patiri? Don't those words mean it's a chumrah?
Right. That's what
I was saying. You would have thought. Say this, Eved Ba'ama. You would have thought you Mr. Maksha, hold that Kavanos and Hazik is a chumrah, but we see from Eved Ba'ama, which has Kavanos and Hazik, and yet you're patiri. So that shows us that what you thought was wrong, that you thought it's a chumrah. No, adarabba, we see from there it's a kula. And memeda, that explains the low roy like Rav Yehuda. because there's an indication that from Eved Amma that Kavanos and Isaac is really a kula, not a chumra. Ain't a chinami. Pashtus and Svara, we would say Kavanos and Isaac is a chumra. But we have an indication that it's not a chumra, it's a kula. That's what he's saying. So the indication is from the from Eved Amma. We're just saying structure. Tavis has a whole long arichas here, how to explain it. So let's go try and figure out Rashi. So the top Tavis says, "Mi davi Eved Amma." Well, Kepirish Rashi, Shepirish. Before we get to there, so there's a few kashas here. Tavis has a bunch of kashas. First of all, Tavis asks Eved Amma Gufa. If you look at the second Tavis, Eved Amma Gufa, why is it Pater? In other words, if you don't know Shem Yachtitano, so it should also be Chayiv. And how could the Gemara not have known Shem Yachtitano? It's a Beferish Mishnah. And Eved Amma is Pater even when it's not Kavanos and Ahasik. Yeah, three kashas Tavis.
Questions are not related specifically to Rashi.
No, his kashas are on the Gemara. Okay. But now let's look at the top Tavis. The top Tavis is on Rashi. Mi d'davia Eved Amma. Lo kepirish Rashi shepirish shem d'tanan ba'akloivu Eved Isha b'giyasan. D'mkein ha'avei d'minkad Eved Isha. Adam Aparash Rabbein Atam d'nogad Eved Amma mishem d'koya ma'asid and so m'sechlas yadayim. The time of Yishum the Shank then a rabbi the Basamach Meforesh Hasam. So this is very strange. Now there's Tavis Achara as a plea Suman Rashi. The Gemara says we did have Eved Amma. So there are two Mishnahs in Shas. There's one Mishnah in Shas which talks about Eved Isha, and there's another Mishnah in Shas that talks about Eved Amma. So for some strange reason, Rashi goes ahead and says that the Gemara is referring to the Mishnah Eved Isha. Tavis says that you can't say such a thing. It doesn't say Eved Isha, it says Eved Amma. Tavis says it's obviously referring to the Mishnah in Yadayim. So the million-dollar question, which is, I think, a good starting point to start the sugya, is Pashas Rashi knows the Mishnah in Yadayim too. And Rashi knows that it's better to say the Mishnah Yadayim, which is Eved Amma. Here you have to say a tremendous daichik. Tavis says it's such a big daichik that you can't even say it. That you have to say that they're quoting the Mishnah of Eved Isha, and they call it Eved Amma. That's a very big daichik. So why does Rashi quote
the wrong? Is there any problem that the Isha would be fighting for?
He should have done like Tavis. Quoted the Mishnah Yadayim. Right?
Is there any tzad that you'd be chayef for the Isha?
What?
Is there any tzad that you'd be chayef for the Isha?
Okay, I don't know.
So obviously it can't be Eved
Isha. The Isha is not relevant here. Because she's Rishus Baila and
okay, but what the question, I still want to know the question. Is there any reason why Rashi would have not quoted the Mishnah Yadayim?
Maybe he had Tosos Kasha. Maybe he knew Tosos Kasha and the next Tosos that the Seif of the Mishnah says the reason.
Right. So the simple answer, I agree with it. The simple answer would be that Tavis thought that the Gemara was quoting the Mishnah Yadayim, then there's no room for the Avamina. Because obviously if you quote the Mishnah Yadayim, you know the reason of Shemayakti Tanu Rabo. But I'm not so happy with that shot. Why not?
Let me give you a chance.
It's still a Mishnah. In other words, the simple shot in Rashi is that Rashi was bothered by Tavis's Kasha. How can you say they didn't know what was the Mishnah? I mean, didn't they know the Mishnah? Which many people answer that they knew the Mishnah, but they thought that wasn't the reason. They were just saying this for the stukim. Okay, there are other answers. We'll see. But Taivis does ask that as a kasha. He does ask it as a kasha in the next tesis. So apparently it is a valid kasha. So the simple pshat in Rashi is that Rashi is bothered by that kasha. And that's why Rashi doesn't want to say they knew they're using that Mishnah. But it sounds very, very daichik that Rashi's saying that the Gemara didn't, now even though Taibis seems to imply that there is such a possibility, Taibis has the kasha, it's keeping the other Rashi, but it still sounds pretty wild. And if I do see other people say it beferish, and you can't say the Gemara didn't know a Mishnah, the Hami of the Gemara didn't know a Mishnah. What's really interesting, I mean, I don't know if this is maybe overly kvetching, but even when the Gemara says, Rashi doesn't quote the Mishnah in Yadayim. He doesn't quote the Mishnah in Yadayim. I don't know. I don't have really an answer for that, but it's interesting. Usually, the Gemara says, you know, when the Gemara says, so Rashi quotes a Mishnah, he quotes a Mishnah. And then the Gemara says, "Time of Rabba," which is also a Mishnah. He doesn't quote the Mishnah. It's like a little funny. Okay. Anyway. So that's the question. We have a different answer. Why Rashi does not honor Nitesis that they're using the Mishnah in Yadayim. Everyone's speechless. Okay.
I think Rabbi's two questions line the answer up. So, meaning.
Okay. What? I'm listening.
Yeah, please.
Okay. No. Now I have a different question, which really bothers me. Is the Mishnah in Daf Pei Zayin? This is a serious question, all right? Now I'm getting to serious business. Serious business. The Mishnah Beis Zayin, what does it say? It says, "Eved v'isha b'geos en ra, ha'chovem chayvem shavachem b'turim, av mishalmim la'acher zman, nisgarsho isha nishtara eved chayovem nishadim." Rashi says, right, as it says in the Mishnah there, that if the reason why they're potter is because they have no money, and therefore if later on they get money, they have to pay. So if the eved goes free, or the wife gets divorced, you have to pay. Rashi says, why? Because really they were chayiv right away. In other words, they were chayiv at the time of the hezek. There was chow in them, a chalais chayiv. Obviously the chalais chayiv can't be chow later. Right? If a katan who's not bar mitzvah, does not chow a chiyuv when it becomes bar mitzvah. When you did the hezek, you're potter. The reason why they have to pay later if they get money, Rashi says beferish, is because the chiyuv was chow on them mitchila. So what's the problem?
I mean, the Tosfei Tosas Arush asked that you don't see from that Mishnah that they're pturim.
Okay, but wait.
It doesn't fit with the Gemara here. I mean, then the Gemara wouldn't have the Itshuk wouldn't fit with the Gemara here because Sadak Alamina mean to have Abba, you are really chayev. It's just the technicality that we can't collect money, but you are chayev.
Oh, no, but they want to know why the other's not chayev. We're not no, focusing
on Evan Va'ama. No, I'm saying
Evan Va'ama is the Evan's chayev, but the other's part there. The question is, why is the Adin? The Adin, we're comparing the Eved to like the behema of the like the Stukim said, he's a behema of the Adin.
So just you clearly can't compare the two because over there they are chayev just at a later point. Over here they're not. Meaning they're totally not comparable things. You can't.
In other words, Pasha Pshah and the Gemara. The Gemara in Yadayim, they're all Pashup Shat, the Mishnah in Yadayim, and the Mishnah in Baba Kama are in stira to each other. Because the Mishnah in Baba Kama says that Be'etzem, there is a Chalais Chi of Chau on the Eved. He did Hezek. He's potter because he has no money. The Mishnah in Yadayim seems to say that there's really a chalais chiyuv on the oven, except the oven's potter because of some pashas a din derabanan shema yakti tenu rabo, right? Pashas shema yakti tenu rabo is a takana derabanan. That's the pashas because of the shema yakti tenu rabo. So it sounds.
Why can't they both shtim?
Well, let me first see why they don't shtim, right? Because l'chayra, there's only one person's chayiv, right? There's two people who l'chayra. There's one primary masik. Who's responsible? Is it the Eved that's responsible because he decided to do the hezek or was careless and he did the hezek? Or is it the master who's chayiv because he didn't watch his Eved? Now, I don't even say they're both chayiv. I don't know. Is there such a thing in that you can have both chayiv? We do have sometimes later in the Masechta, but then the Lekka Neshumei HaMishah, but I don't know. You know, it's not such a Poshet are saying that both people are chayiv. It's two different. Who is the poshaya here?
No, but could you say that the Eved is chayiv, but since he's owned by the Adon, so the Adon has to pay for him?
Why should the Adon have to pay? If the Eved is chayiv.
Okay, he's owned by the Adon, so the Adon has to pay for him. But since we are going to run to the issue of Boshak.
We never had such a thing that the Adon has to pay the Eved's Klavitz. If the Eved goes, you know, I don't know. That's there any, you know, we don't have by sure.
It's not the Eved's Klavitz. It's not
the
Eved
owes
the money. There should be a chiyuv on the master, there should be a chiyuv because it's his mammon. Then on the Eved, there should be a chiyuv because it's his das. So right now, let's see, who can we charge? Okay, the Eved we can't charge because he doesn't have. So we'll go to the Bailim because he should have the Chiyuv because it's his Mammon.
So is that true that if there's supposed to be a Chiyuv and the Eved, just the Eved has no money, so then you're saying like, in other words, there are two people are Chayiv, they're both guilty.
Well, for separate reasons. They're Chayiv for separate reasons.
Right? And therefore, we can go to both. Whoever has the money, we go after. That's how you're saying. So you're saying that there's no stira because there are different reasons. The Adon is chayev because you should have watched your Eved, and the Eved is chayev because you should have watched yourself. And we really should go after both. So if the Eved had money, we'll go after the Eved. If the Eved doesn't have money, then we go the Adon. Okay.
Isn't that basically saying that the Adon is an Arif? Is that making the Adon an Arif, basically?
I don't know. I'm not even an Arif. What you're saying, Sandy is saying that there's a separate chiyuv. The Adon is chayiv for himself. The Adon is chayiv for himself because it's his behemoth, not us Arif. Not because we want to make it comparable. That's the stukim, our timing, that it's comparable to a behemoth.
Wouldn't that be missing something in the Mishnah on the Baba Kama?
This is a whole sugya of Tineka Nishnume Mehai, Mishtame Mehai. And I don't know if you're going to make this Mishnah, you know, contingent on that sugya. I'm not, you know, that figure. In other words,
this is a very different type case because an Eved, Bistama, doesn't have money. The nature of an Eved is he is not able to pay. So that we're going to, that this scenario would be off the hook. And I'm saying it's not like Tekelish Mehai, Mishtame Mehai is where you have two people who can pay. Here, the Eved in his nature is not a party that can pay.
Okay, so you're saying that Pshat is that really the start, okay, maybe, you know, that the starting point is that there's two totally different Sivas and Mechayvim, and the Gemara in Baba Kama is discussing the Sivas and Mechayvim that's on the Eved, and the Gemara in Yadayim is discussing the Sivas and Mechayev that's on the Adon.
But how does that fit? Because the Rashi in Baba Kama says Chayev L'Sham Sharim in Tchila, he says that because you couldn't pay in the beginning, so therefore you're going to pay later. But really, according to what you're saying now, it's also another reason, is because there's this Svara of Lo Yadlik Gedisho Shel Chavero, so therefore also his master couldn't pay. So there's two reasons why you have to pay later on. Because first of all, you didn't have money. And second of all, your master, there's a svara that why your master didn't pay. It's not just one reason.
It's not that the master couldn't, that the master was
possible. The master.
Okay, but there's two reasons why he has to pay later on. It's not just one reason of the fact that he didn't have money at the time. There's two reasons.
Didn't have to pay is not the reason why you don't have to pay.
Because if someone pays for it, then you wouldn't have to pay for it.
You're liable, and the master could probably come after you afterwards for his payment and say
no. But if the master paid
because you damaged, if the master happened to pay for that damage, yes, you wouldn't have to pay for that damage. That's true.
So the reason why you're
passing the shaman,
but the Rashi's addressing a point.
If Joe Schmo off the street would get up and pay for the damage that happened, you wouldn't have to pay.
You argue
yourself. Let me ask you people a question. This svara of Shemi Akti Tanu Rabo, is this a deraisa svara or a derabanan svara? What do you think?
I mean, again, if you're allowed to own an Evid in the Torah and there's no, to own an Evid would mean by definition that the Evid's going to go do whatever it wants and the master's going to be chayev for whatever the Evid does. It could be that the fact the Torah allows you to own an Evid may be indicative of the fact that you're not obligated for the damages.
I don't know. I'm asking you. Now, there's Shema Yakti Tanam. Is that a deraisa svara or a derabanan svara?
I think it's deraisa. I think that the Gemara makes a lot more sense over here in the Havamina if it's not derabanan. Because if midaraisa, we say that kavanas lahazik should the Eved V'Ama, the Adon, should have to pay. It's only a din derabanan that doesn't. And the Havamina, then to the Maskana, seems a little strange to me. I don't know.
Okay. So that's for argument's sake. I'm not sure, but for argument's sake, let's say it's a deraisa. So if it's a deraisa, okay, and a very interesting question. Assuming it's a deraisa svara. So, I don't know, you have to, I mean, there was a sugya in Gittin that we had, I don't remember where it was, the truth is. I think it was in Gittin. That Taisa said, at the beginning of Gittin, Lo Shafkes Chai. Okay, I know. I don't remember if it was over there. I don't want to start quoting. The question is like this. Let's assume it's a deraisa svara. If it's a deraisa svara, the chayra, you can clear a chakira. Is it a simen or a siba? Right? A very interesting shayla. Meaning like this. It's very possible to hear, you know, pashup shad, if it's a deraisa svara, so we should assume that that's the reason. That's the simen and the siba. It's both, right? But there's room to say not like that. There's room to say that if it's a deraisa svara, it's only a simen, but not the siba. What would be the reason to say it's not the siba? So I once heard Rav Shiva once said this. That's what I was quoting. I don't remember what sugya he said. I think he said about Oshav Keschai. He says that in the pashtus in the Torah is the Torah doesn't get stuck. Kadosh Baruch Hu is stuck over Raisa Bara Alma. To come along and say that Shavkes Chai is a Siba, it means that really Hashem created the world and it got messed up. It really comes out the Yashris, according to the Bria Salim, is that an Eved the Alma should be Chai. The Adon should be chayev, except that there's a problem. The Adon is going to be chayev, so there's Shem Yakti Tana Rabo. We got a problem. So Hashem had to make an exception to the rule. In other words, really the rules are that you're chayev for your mamon. The rules are that you're chayev for your mamon. But here, for your mechayiv, for your mom, and we're going to get in trouble. So it goes, Baruch Hu had to make an exception. So Shiva, I remember Shiva saying that that's not, that's daichik, because that's istago baraisa bara alma means that Gosh Baruch Hu worked it out perfectly, that everything works out. Not that things don't work out, and then we have to make certain, you know, that's when you're a builder, you know, things don't work out, and then you have to come along and fix the problems. You build a house, and it's a little, and there's a, you know, then you have to fix the problem. Because Baruch Hu, there's no problems. The Teva works out. So he said
maybe Hashem doesn't want. Maybe Hashem allows you to have Eved, but doesn't want you to have Eved.
Yeah, I don't know. But let me just finish this thought. Let me before you know the Pashup Shah, you're too liberal, American Phoenix. That one you have
Avadim. Rebbe, I'm registered Republican. Proud of it.
Okay, but anyway, but the man was trying to say a story like this, that the svara is that the that maybe there's a svara that the shemiyakti that if shemiyakti and rabbis are derabanan, so then okay, then there's nothing to talk about. Derabanans are always that way. Derabanan go ahead and they make they fix things up whatever they do, but if it's a deraisa, so Rishiva said, I remember she was saying this in Oshavkes Chai. I just don't remember what sugya in Oshavkes Chai he said it. I think he said it in the.
Does it come up in Yavamish maybe, Rabbi?
He said it in Meruba, the Shiva. And there's the Oshavkes Chai Meruba, I remember. Not in Meruba. Okay, and I don't remember. Okay, I don't remember where he said it. I tell you the truth, I don't. In Bar Mitzia, in the sugya of Karen Tavra Shasya. But okay, anyway, I don't remember where he said it.
So, how do they explain every gezeira derabanan when?
No, gezeira derabanans are obviously derabanan went ahead and fixed things up. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't concerned, and he left it to Rabban and fixed things up. That's okay. But if you're saying it's a deraisa svara, that means you're saying HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned by it. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is concerned by it, so why did Hashem, that means that Hashem created the world in a way that didn't work out. It's like he built
the house. But if that's true, how could you ever?
And then there was an extra piece of wood, and then he had to cut it down to size.
Then how come you ever have a gzeir of tikkun olam? Why would you ever need a gzeir of tikkun olam?
That's derabanan.
No, so that is derabanan. But I'm saying the point is, why would you need a derabanan of tikkun olam if Hashem created perfectly?
Because Hashem wasn't concerned about the tikkun olam. So that is perfectly. The deraisa level, we're not concerned with tikkun olam. So if you say that it's a din derabanan, so then there's no problem. Obviously, it means that the Torah is not concerned with this. So fine. So, Torah made the world perfect according to the Torah. The Rabbanim wanted to make the world different, okay? But if there are if it's a deraisa, so then that I mean Rashiva said this far. Then a deraisa dikasvara, the shavkas chai on a deraisa level, he tied it. It's more like it's you know it's the all right. Someone said Yevamis, right? Who said Yevamis?
I did. I remember Rashiva saying something about that in Yevamis.
Yeah, he said it also, and it's by Drachecha Darkei Noyam and Days of Menahot, that we heard out that Esrig, Typhus brings it in, that by Esrig, how do the Gemara the Drasha, how do we know that Esrig is not a sabra plant or something like that, which has thorns? So the Gemara says, because there'll be a Chisar Drachecha Darkei Noyam. Davis applies it by Nestra Vahutra Vahutra Nestra. That the pshat is that's not the reason for the din. That's what they said. Rav Chanan has Rav Chanan Vasserman in Kobe's Shaharis. It says that that's the reason why you can't use a sabra plant is not because of Drachecha Darkei Noyam. The reason why you can't bring a sabra plant because that's not an esrig. It's just a simen. How do we know that that's not the esrig that Hashem wanted because Hashem puts thorns in it, and Hashem wouldn't have put thorns on the real asterisk. But it's a simen, not a siba. So that's what he's saying here. So again, so let's try and figure this out because I'm running out of time. So if you say like this, that Shem Yachdenu Rabo is only a simen, so maybe there's room to figure this out. Maybe it's like this. So if it's a simen, so what's the real siba? What's the real siba? So there has to be a different siba. So this, Sandy, this would answer your question, right? In other words, it's saying the Gemara, maybe the pshat like this. The Gemara knows that Eved Ve'ama is Pater because of Shema Yachnitanu. But Shema Yachnitanu is only a simen, not a siba. And therefore, there has to be a different reason. We don't know what the reason, so it's like a raya. It's muchrok from the Torah that kavanas la hasek is a kula. That's what the Gemara is saying. It's like there's a pasuk in the Torah that Eved Ve'ama is Pater. We can prove from the Torah that Eved Ve'ama is Pater. How can I prove from the Torah that Eved Ve'ama is Pater? Because as far as Shem Yachnitanu. But that's not the reason. So obviously there's a different yashris. What must the yashris be? That because why is Eved Ve'ama different than a cow? Because an Eved Ve'ama is about das, and a cow is not about bar das. So you see that kavana is a piter. The fact the other is potter on his chayev on his cow, and potter on his Eved. Why is he potter on his Eved? Why is an Eved different than a cow? Must be because the cow got the zem in the fun. The kavana makes you potter. That meant the fun that the kavana makes you potter.
I mean, what's the concern by the Eved? The concern that he's going to do it in order to be mechayif his adam?
Shema yachditana rabos, yes. He'll do it to mechayif the adam, yes.
He'll just do it lahachas.
Yes.
And that same kavana is somehow mechayif by a shore?
No, it's not the same. I'm saying that it's...
I don't think a shore can have that kavana.
We're saying that the Gemara is saying like this. The Gemara is saying, I'll bring you a raya that kavana is a p'tur. Really, we have no svara. Sandy's right. There's no svara that kavana is a p'tur. But the Gemara is saying, even though human seichel cannot figure out that kavana is a p'tur, but we have a raya from the Torah that kavana is a p'tur. Because the Torah said, Eved Ve'ama is Pater. We know the Torah said it's Pater because it has to be Pater because otherwise there'll be a problem of Shem Yachnitanu Rabo. So we know that Eved Ve'ama is Pater. But why is it Pater? Why is Eved Ve'ama different than a cow? That was the Stukim's Kasha. The Stukim has a good Kasha. Why is Eved Ve'ama different than a cow? Cow, you're chayiv. So in Eved Ve'ama, you also own, so you should also be chayiv. It's a good kasha. And Shem Yachnitanu Rabo, which we're saying is only a simen, not a siba. So what's the answer to the Stukim's kasha? The answer has to be zemen the foot, zeres hakasav. If you want to use Rav Chaim's lashon, you know, zemen the foot, that there's some kind of svar that we don't understand. That kavana is a p'tur. So Eved Ve'ama has more kavana than a cow, and therefore he's p'tur. So you see that kavana makes for p'turim. So that's what we're saying. Me did Avi, Eved Ve'ama. You see my Eved Ve'ama.
Well, is there a pasha difference there, Rebbe? Eved has the love of kavana. Guva, because of the fact that the Eved has a love of kavana, where which he can be mechayiv as Adon, means that he's a love of kavana, which the Adon cannot constrain. The behemoth has a love of kavana to do it, but the adon can be mechayev because he should be able to constrain this
okay behemoth. I don't know, that's a svara, but I don't know, maybe not, maybe the adon, you see the stukim held, you know, the pashup shot, and the word doesn't say that the word doesn't say like you, then the word should say because the adon's potter because he's an ines. The word doesn't say that. The word says he's potter because shema yachnitanu rabo. So it doesn't sound like because there's a pure inus here. So the
that goof is the point because he can do it just to.
But that doesn't sound what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara just said, then it's not going to change up ten a rabba. Because if I want to do it, I'm doing it for whatever reason I want to do it. You can't control me. Gemara only says, Gemara don't say that's far. Where's the shemiyak titanu rabba?
I mean, doesn't Shana, doesn't Tosa say shemiyak titanu rabba is it on us? And he doesn't Tosa meaning no, isn't that shy?
I'm not up to Tosas yet. Wait, I don't want to do Tosas yet. Let me try and figure. So let's try and figure out this shot. But the question is, if this shot works, is this going to help me with Rashi? Because otherwise,
what's the Gemara's answer then?
What?
What's the Gemara's answer then?
Gemara's answer could be that you made a mistake. The Shemiyak Tani Rabo could be a Siva.
Okay.
In other words, the Hamina thought that the Shemiyak Tani Rabo is Daichik to say it's a Simen, it's a Siva. And therefore, it sort of had to be a simon. And therefore, there had to be that there's a ptur. So or some other different way. The truth is, you can say the structure in a different way too. In other words, Ahavamina had some way of knowing that Eved Ama is pater. I saw in the sheet that brings a different way. That is because maybe there's some, you know, there's no limud because there's some pircha. The shita brings a different way, but I mean, it's just the same way. It's the same, gets to the same point. The Avamina knows Eved Ama is pater. They didn't think the reason a Shemayak Nitanu Rabo is a good reason because that's not a pashas, that's not a deraisadika reason. So therefore,
I mean, the way Rabbi set up the Havamina, that it's not a derisive reason, it's not because there's a switch there. It means it doesn't exist. There's no such thing the way Rosh Hashiva
put it. Well, it's a derisive reason maybe as a simen, but not as a Siva.
Right, so how could the maskana be it's a Siva if that's okay, impossible?
Maybe there is such a thing. It just is not, it's daichik, so we just don't assume it.
You know, but it's a
I don't know. I mean, the maskana apparently is saying that that's the reason.
Why can't
we ask the Maskana
Drabanan?
Oh, okay, me Drabanan. I don't know. Then you got to switch whether Jirai said Drabanan. You're going to give me a Drabanan.
I'm not saying that it's impossible for Pearson. What does it mean? The Svara in the Havamina to say it's a Simon was all based on the fact that it just doesn't fit for it to be a Siba.
Like, I don't know. It can't be. There's such a thing as it's not Mistavra. It's not Mistavra. How is it not Mistavra? I don't know. So the question is, I'm just trying to figure this out and trying to
get
to
put everything together. So the Havik, Eved Ama, is that what? Legal? I don't know if this is crossing too much into Tosos or not, but what about Eved Ama is not all Kavanos Lahazik, right? It's not only part of Kavanos Lahazik, right?
I know, but the Shita does say this. When Eved Ama, if you're saying it like this, I mean, it is type is Kasha, you're right. But the Shita does bring this far that Eved Ama, you know, there's, if we're saying like this, we're saying, what's the difference between Eved Ama and a Behema? Is that a Behema is, you know, it's because that was the Stukim's Kasha. So the answer is that an Eved has more cycle than a Behema. So you see that Kavana is a, you know, there's not necessarily Kavana and a Hasek, but Kavana is a reason to pat to you. Anyway, I'm trying to think.
How do we read the Gemara then? Because
how would this read
through
the Gemara? The back and forth.
It says Rabash. It says Atu Eved Ve'ama Lav Tama Rabba Ispehu.
I
mean, the fact that so that's the difference between. It's not like. The same way that
that's the Gemara's answer, but the Gemara and the Havamina, we're trying to explain the Gemara's Havamina. The Gemara's Maskana is you're right that Eved Ama is a real reason, but the Gemara and the Havamina, Pashas, they're not holding. We're trying to answer Taisus Kasha. The Gemara and the Havamina didn't hold the reason of Eved Ama. Of Shemayak Nitanu. Otherwise, what was the Gemara's Avamina? Yet, so there's two kashas. If the Gemara, these are Taifas as both kashas. If the Gemara and the Havmina, how could the Gemara and the Havmina not know Shem Yachti Tano? It's a Beferish and Mishan Yadayim. And second of all, if they didn't know it, so where did they know that Evav Alma is Pater? That Stivus has both kashas. So we're answering both kashas with one answer. We're saying, of course, they knew the Mishan Yadayim, and they knew the Svara Shem Yachti Tano, but they thought that that's only a Simen, not a Siba. So they knew Evav Alma is Pater because of Shem Yachti Tano, because it's a vow in Simen. But they went ahead and they went ahead, so they knew Shem Yachti is Pater because of Shem Yachti Tano, because of this, that's a Simen. But they felt that the Siba has to be something else. So it's a Simen that Kavanos and Isaac is a Kula. That's what the Gemara is saying. That would be
then it. What's El Aparachachi in the Gemara then? How do we continue on the Gemara next
time? No, the Gemara shrugs this up because the Gemara says that Shemaya Yachti Tano could also be the Siba. And therefore, you have no right. We're agreeing with Sandy.
So, what's the El Aparachachi? What's El Aparachachi?
What?
What's the El Aparachachi?
Oh, they're turning it around. They're changing the whole thing.
To say what?
That Kavanos and Isaac is a Chumra, not a Kula. In other words, we're saying the Gemara in Svara held, Rabbi Yehuda did not have a Svara. That's Rashi Shita. It works out very nicely in Rashi Shita. In Rashi Shita, Rabbi Yehuda has no Svara. So when the Gemara is bringing Shemaya Evid Alma, the Gemara is saying, even though Rabbi Yehuda has no Svara, but what can we do? It's Mukhlah from the Torah. We have a raya from the Torah to Rabbi Yehuda to this Svara, even though logically, that's what Rashi cleared, right? And I agree with Sandy. Logically, according to Rashi, Kavanos of Isaac is definitely a Chumra, not a Kula. But the Gemara is saying, I have a raya from Evav Alma, then it's a Kula. Why? Because Evav Alma is Pater. I know Evav Alma is Pater. And obviously, Kavanos of Isaac is what did it. So I don't understand, makes no sense. But you see that Kavanos of Isaac is a Kula. So now, once we see from the Torah that Kavanos of Isaac is a Kula, so the Torah only wrote Shane. You couldn't learn out Karen because we see that Kavanos of Isaac is a Kula. So it's very nice. In other words, the Gemara's Havamina was that Evid the Amos Potter, the Shem Yachti Tano is a Simen Deraisa. The Simen Deraisa. So therefore, but it must be a different reason. All right, I think that's not so bad.
Rabbi,
let me try and finish my entire.
And therefore, it's not a Kovachimer?
So wait a second. Let's try the entire. But the hope shot's based on the fact that Shemayak Ebed Ba'ama is Potter Midirabana, not Midiraisa, not Midirabana, right? Because if you learn Shemayak Titano is a Drabana, then there's no shot. So how do you know that it's not a Drabana? So maybe, if I were thinking, maybe Einachinami from Yadayim, you would have no raya. Because Yadayim just says that Evav Alma is Pater because of Shem Yachti Tano. So the Parshat Shana in Yadayim is a Dinder Rabbanan. If it's a Dinder Rabbanan, then you killed the whole Gemara here, according to Rashi. Because then you can't learn anything. Rabbanans are not Simmons, Rabbanans are Sivas. But maybe from the Mishnah in Pei Zayin, it's Mashmas Deraisa, because what somebody said, I think someone said this, is that the reason why there's a chiyuv on the, and the Gufa says on the Mishnah in Pei Zayin that there's a chiyuv on the Evan when the Evan gets money. If Midiraisa there'd be a chiyuv on the Adin, then there would be no chiyuv on the Eved.
One or the other.
Right? In other words, you have to have one, right? In other words, two chiyuvim are in stira.
I don't understand. If the Eved had money, for what reason would the Eved be chayav? Let's say someone gave the Eved money on Manashe in the Rabba Rishusbo. For what reason would be chayav?
Because he didn't watch himself. But the point like this, I'm saying like that. I think it's a nice cheshbon. Maybe, I'm not sure if it's true, but maybe. In other words, if we say that it's mutually exclusive, you can't be mechayev the Adin and the Eved. So if midiraisa, the Adin is chayev. That means that midiraisa, the Eved, is potter. So now when the Rabbanan came along and said, Shemayach Nitanu, and they potter the Adin. So I don't know, does that mean they're going to be mechayev the Eved? The Eved's potter. The Eved Midaraisa is putter.
What reason is the Eved Midaraisa putter?
And because then, the Adin's chayev.
Why is that a reason to potter the Eved? If the Eved has money in his pocket, for what reason is that a reason to potter the Eved?
Excuse me. If you assume, not like someone before in this year, if you assume that there's one primary mazik here, so it's either the Adin or the Eved.
Eved's the primary mazik. You can't
get around that. I don't know. How could you get around that? The Adin is supposed to be watching his Avadim. He's a boss.
They're at least equal. How can you make them?
He's in charge. He's supposed to be watching. So if you assume, that's for argument's sake. Okay, now give me a chance to make argument's sake. If we assume that there can only be one primary Mechayev, so then it comes out like this. If I only add Yadayim, I would say that maybe Shemayach Tanin Rabba was a Ptura Drabban. If it was a Ptura Drabban, so then it wouldn't help us zero in Baba Kama. Comes along Rashi and says, but when you look at the Mishnah in Baba Kama and Bezayin, it's more like it's a Ptura Deraisa. Because if the other is Chayav Mideraisa, then why is the other, why is the Eved Pachayav? Can't be. The Eved can't, you can't have two people Chayav. Must be the Adin is Pater Midaraisa. Then the Adin is Pater and the Eved is Chayev. Well, that makes sense. So the Mishnah in Baba Kama tells us more than the Mishnah Yadayim. If either the Gemara knows the Mishnah Yadayim, if either the Gemara knows all Shas, Gemara knows all Shas and Rashi knows all Shas, but the Mishnah in Yadayim doesn't say the same thing as a Mishnah on Pei Zayin. The Mishnah on Pei Zayin is Mukhluch that is Pater Deraisa. The Mishnah on Pei Zayin, Yadayim, theoretically, could have been a Ptura Derabanan. Maybe that's even why Rashi doesn't even quote the Mishnah Yadayim even at the end. It's not a good, it's not clear, and it's not a good Raya. So the Gemara wanted, the whole Gemara wanted to say, Midi Da'ave, that I find, I find the Farish that Eved the Amma is Pater Midaraisa. Where did you see that? You don't see that in your Yadayim. Fakert. You read Pashup Shah in your Yadayim, it says you're Pater Midarabanan. You read your Yadayim, it's Shemiyakti Tana Rabba, it's a Dindarabanan. Okay, so that's all. So then there's no, the whole Gemara wouldn't make any sense if it's a Dindarabanan. So what? And that's Taivis's Gashi, because it's a Dindra Abana, the Drabana Pata Jew, so what does that have to do with anything? But the Gemara and the Avamina thought that it's not Pater, and the Shemiak that is a Drabana, but your Pater or is only, there must be a Ptura Deraisa. It says Shemiak Tana, so maybe the Ptura Deraisa is saying, because Shemiak Tana is a Simon, not a Siba. Okay, maybe it's a different way.
Can I ask you?
So the beauty is like this. He went, they quoted the Mishnah and Bei Zayin, because Bei Zayin implies that it's a Mitzur Deraisa. That's what you need for the Hargo Gemara. Yadayim is Mashmas of Ptur Derabanan. Anyone who learns Yadayim Kipshuto, Shemiach Tana Rabbo, sounds like it's in Derabanan. But in order for our Gemara to make sense, it had to be a Dindaraisa. So he's quoting.
How does Pei Zayin show that?
Oh, that's a good question. So I'm trying to say that if Prei Zayin shows it, because if it was a Ptur Derabanan, that means that the other is Chai Midaraisa. So if the other is Chai Midaraisa, then the Eved is Pater Midaraisa. So where would, why would the, it says in the Mishnah of Prei Zayin that the Eved is Chayiv. So where did the Eved's Chayiv come from? Why would the Eved have a Chayiv? So the in other words, if you assume what we in other words, we start out with this question in the beginning that maybe you can't have two people chayuvim. So pay again, to just say that just a simple structure. No, not so simple, but I'm saying the structure. We say like this, we're actually trying to answer all the questions that Rashi holds that the ikar vort of the Gemara is the Gemara has no reason. There's no svara. So the whole Gemara is, and like this is what like Sandy said in the beginning, there's no svara. So the Gemara is thinking, but we have a raya from the Torah. The Torah said, Eved Am is Pater. So it's, that proves that Kavanos and Isaac is a Ptur. So the question is, where do we see that it's Pater Daraisa? So Rashi says, you can't go ahead and say Yadayim, because a person reads Yadayim, it sounds like it's a Ptur Darabanan. Simple Pshat Yadayim is, it's Pater because of Shem Yachtitan and Rabbo, that could be a Ptur Darabanan. Everything's fine. So he went to Pei Zayin, because on Pei Zayin it's Mashmas of Ptur Daraisa. So you're saying, why is it Pei Zayin Mashmas of Ptur Daraisa? Because if it was a Ptur Darabanan, it was only a Ptur Darabanan, then the Adon is Chayiv. If the Adon is Chayiv, he Daraisa, then the Eved is Potter, because only one person is Chayiv. Then when the Rabbanan went ahead and patted the other, and they wouldn't have brought back the chiv of the other. So you can't. So the Pei Zayin is mashmas deraisa, and therefore it's very good. The Gemara is in other words, you know, I don't even need to say it's something with simon, you know, with the simon and sinus so much. It makes it just nicer. But the
Rebbe, according to what your Rebbe saying about simon and Siba, if I'm just a little bit, Rebbe saying that. We'd rather say Simon of Hashem Yachtinenu Rabo because Hashem looks at the Torah and created the world. Sometimes, so if that's Pshat, then and it makes no sense. We have to figure out a reasoning here, what it is. And we ultimately are saying it's Siba, but we'd rather not say Siba. So we're going to say in the Havmin it's Simon. We'd rather say that Kavana so Lahazik is the reason for the Mechayev. But that means... I'm sorry. The reason for the Ptur. I'm sorry. So that means, but we just said the Gemara just said that there is a not a Kavah Chomer. So that means that logically, at that step of the Gemara of Lav Kavah Chomer, there's a really good reason why Kavanas Lahazik would be a reason for the Chiyuv. So Rebbe's saying not only is we'd rather say that it's a Simen, but so much so that we'd rather go against our Svara.
That's not so bad because, again, Xeris Akosis is not so terrible because, you know, you have to be a Brisker. Brisker is that we're not such smart people and there are things in the world that we don't understand.
Right? I know, but if we're ultimately saying this, then that makes sense. There's a Chakira in the Gemara back and forth.
Why Kavanas on Hazik is the Kula? Because Baruch Hu is smarter than you. And he put something in the Teva Ha'olam that Kavanas on Hazik is a Kula. Obviously, because Baruch Hu works out that Aviv Am is Pater. The reason why they're Pater is because Kavanas on Hazik. That means that Kavanas on Hazik is a Ptur.
We have to have a basis.
Why? Because, okay, Hashem put it in the Teva Ha'olam. There's something in the Teva that we don't understand.
We just said that in
Lav Kavah Homer, as far as the opposite way.
And then ultimately, we're saying that this far is wrong. So we're saying that, meaning this Chakira is strong enough to go against our Kavah Homer, but then ultimately because, it's not strong enough.
Because so, the Kavah Homer is not, I'm not agreeing with you. I'm saying there's nothing wrong with saying that Akash Baruch is smarter than us. It's just that you have to have a raya. We don't assume everything. There are things in the nature that we don't understand. It's fine. You just have to see it in nature. So the Havamina that didn't want to say that Shemi Akhtena Rabo is a Siba, so felt that it's Mukhruk from Shemi Akhtena Rabo that Kavanos and Asik is a Kula. We don't understand the reason. So what? There's like a million things. What we said last time, there's a million things we don't understand the reason. You know, so they, we don't understand a lot of things in the world. So to add this to the list of all the things in the world that we don't understand. So
no, but it's not that. That it's not only that we don't understand the reasoning. You have to say, according to what Rebbe's saying, is that not only that you don't understand the reasoning, but you have to say that this reasoning is not the reasoning. And I know for a fact this reasoning is not the reasoning. It must be something else.
Yeah, because it's not Mistavra that Akash Baruch Hu got stuck. So
but at the end of the day, we are saying that.
There's a real reason, and I we don't understand it, so we don't understand it.
But at the end of the day,
I don't go over time too much.
So that
the smarter that we're trying to say is like this. I just go over to the chat. I'm trying to say the chat. I think it's a nice chat. Is that Rashi said that there was no svara for Kavanah Salasik. So you have to learn from the Gemara that the Gemara is just proving. It's saying they're not saying this is svara. They're just saying Eved Ve'Amah proves that it, which means that it's like the fact that the Torah pattered Eved Ve'Amah is a raya that Kavanah Salasik Zekuda. So now the question is, so that means you have to see that the Torah pattered Eved Ve'Amah. So where did we see it? So we're just saying to answer Rashi that Rashi didn't want to quote the Mesachlis Yadayim, because Mesachlis Yadayim, anyone you could read Mesachlis Yadayim means Midrabanan. So then the whole Gemara would make sense. But Rashi feels that Baba Kama Pezayin proves it Teraisa, because if it would be only Midrabanan, you wouldn't have a Chiyav on the Eved, because if the others Chai Midrabanan, then the other's chiyuv knocks out the other's chiyuv.
So Rabbi, how did we understand?
Pei Zayin proves it's deraisa.
Why is the other's pucker because of
we're mentioning a possibility that they got it from the Yishem Yakitana as a simon deraisa.
Rabbi, how did we understand?
What about the maskana? So
maskana is saying not like me. Maskana is saying.
No, in terms of primary Machayev.
No, because Shem Yachditan is a Ptur Deraisa. So
that was the idea of primary Mechayev?
What?
But if it's a Ptur Deraisa, that means the SMH should be Chayev because of
Father. Yeah, but the Maisa, he's Ptur Deraisa. If he's Ptur
Deraisa. That fits into primary Mechayev?
Yes, because the Maisa is Ptur. But if he's Chayev Deraisa, then he knocks out the other guy's Chayev. That makes sense. If he's actually Chayev, then he interfered with the other one's chiyuv.
I thought primary mechayev meant because only one should be chayev.
Okay, so we changed.
Only one could be chayev.
Yes, that sounds much better.
Yeah, that was a trick though.
Rabbi, in the original lo roizev, where we understand the kavanas lahazik was a kula.
In the original Svara, Rabbi Yehuda said it's a kula, but the Gemara Rashi said
no. I understand, but I'm saying at that point, before the Kal Vachomer, we're saying that it's a kula that what? That if we just had Shane, then Shane would be Mechayev because it doesn't have Kavanas Lahazik, which is a reason to not be Mechayev? What's that Svara?
I don't know. The Rashi seems to say there is no Svara. And that's a Gemara's Kasha. And now the Gemara is trying to defend it. And the Gemara is defending it by saying, that even though there's no svara, but you see it from the Torah, so what can you do? So you have to find that Eved Ve'Amah is a Ptur Deraisa. I think that's Pashib Shad and Rashi. Since Rashi said this is based on what Sandy says. Since Rashi holds there's no svara, so Midadavi Eved Ve'Amah can't be showing us a svara. Otherwise, what means why was there no svara? It has to be that there's no svara, but we see it from the Torah. So that means that Eved Ve'Amah has to be Potter Midaraisa. So I'm just saying that I think it's very nice that Yadayim doesn't prove that Eved Ve'Amah is Potter Midaraisa.
One second. So how do we compare that to Hanala Zeka? Hanala Zeka is definitely a Ptur.
What?
Is Hanala Zeka? How do we compare that, let's say, to Hanala Zeka? Hanala Zeka is definitely a Ptur?
I don't know.
I'm saying it's Lodroy Zev, Lodroy Zev, Lodroy Zek, Lodroy Zek. So what? How is it? That means there has to be a Shavius there, right?
Okay. So the ones, because the Gemara is, I don't know, that superficially, once you see once a Kuda, then I don't know.